Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, November 7th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Starship Troopers, Film. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, here to guide you through the fascinating world of Wikipedia content. Today, we're zipping into the universe of science fiction with a look at the 1997 film Starship Troopers. Now, Starship Troopers, based on Robert A. Heinlein's novel, is a movie that's both visually dazzling and richly controversial. It invites us to reevaluate concepts of society and militarism. So, let's set our coordinates to this universe, shall we? The first thrilling point to discuss is the film's narrative and how it has a peculiar approach to storytelling. The movie follows Johnny Rico and his plunge from high school graduate to an interstellar marine fighting against an alien menace known as the Arachnids. It's a satirical take on those grand sci-fi epics like Star Wars and Independence Day. But what's fascinating here is the film's use of satire and how it pokes fun at its source material. By doing so, the director, Paul Verhoeven, presents a universe where exaggerated militarism and propaganda are the norms, a parody of sorts. Now, here's a question for you all. How comfortable are you with realizing your heroes are perhaps not who you believe them to be? This film plays on those exact themes. Through engaging with Starship Troopers, it becomes apparent that there's more beneath its macho surface. The grotesque, bug-crushing action sets a stage for critical reflection on the glorification of war. Some audiences initially miss this satirical angle, much like many still do. It begs the question, how often do we dig deeper into the narratives we consume? In terms of production, Starship Troopers was a monumental project. At the time, boasting a budget of $100 million and featuring groundbreaking special effects. The team took particular pride in creating the Arachnids using both CGI and practical effects. What resulted was a visually spectacular film, somehow simultaneously quaint and advanced. However, its critical reception was as mixed as you can get. Critics admired its audacity and twisted humor, yet many viewers, possibly misled by marketing, were unsure of the film's true intentions. This discrepancy opens the door for another significant thought. Do we sometimes get blinded by the spectacle and miss the message? I recall a discussion with a film enthusiast friend back when the movie was re-released for the anniversary. They said something that stuck with me. It made me question what I support under the surface. Isn't it fascinating how revisiting perspectives with age or different cultural contexts can transform a film's perception? On the retroactive positive side, Starship Troopers has developed a strong cult following over the years. It has been praised for its visionary satire and commentary on authoritarianism, patriotism, and media influence. This shift highlights an evolution in our understanding, a collective click, if you will. Given the complex climate of today, let's explore together. Would a modern viewer interpret Starship Troopers differently? Moreover, is this futuristic portrayal of war and society more relevant now than it was in 1997? There's something remarkably enduring about the loquaciousness of Ice Cream Commandos in Craig Bierko's original build. The expanded universe of sequels and spin-offs only adds layers to this conversation about legacy and value. If anything, Starship Troopers pushes the boundaries of what we imagine film can accomplish. It implores viewers to acknowledge more than face value excitement. And let's not forget how the film's openly fascistic visual artistry pays homage, not glory, to propaganda films of the past. Before we wrap up, here's a call to action for you this week. After revisiting Starship Troopers, scrutinize the world building in your favorite narratives. Are there hidden critiques or underlying thoughts that might not be apparent at first glance? Also, as astute members of our global society, let's discuss the role of humor in dissecting institutional ideologies. Share your insights with others in your circle as we continue to interweave fun and thrilling fiction into our conversations about ethics and societal changes. As we wind down this episode, thank you for journeying into the hard-hitting, thought-provoking, yet eminently entertaining world of Starship Troopers with me today. Don't forget to dive into the article itself for more depth and detail to enrich your viewing experience. Until next time on Wikipodia, keep exploring, questioning, and most importantly, keep learning.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Starship Troopers film. Thanks for listening. See you next time.